A word for you from 1 Timothy chapter 6, and we read from verse 11. But as for you, O man of God, flee these things. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called. We read so far. Kufundeka kanje, kepha wena muntu kaNkuluNkulu, yilwa ukulwa okuhle ngokukholwa, ubambelele kuphilweni okuphakade. Now these words is addressed to a person who is called a man of God. And it said to him, man of God, fight the good fight of faith. Yilwa ukulwa okuhle. So don't think, if you're a Christian, you don't have to fight a fight for your faith. There's an enemy who wants to steal your heart. There's an enemy who wants to tell you a lie, wants to take you away from the way of God, wants to take you away from your master, the Lord Jesus, and he's attacking you. And Paul is speaking here to Timothy, his spiritual child, and he says to him, Timothy, you'll have to fight the good fight of faith. You cannot just go wherever you go and expect there will be no opposition. How foolish we Christians might be. Maybe we do a house visit. Maybe we go and attend a church service, or we even preach in the service, or we sing in the service. And we think there'll be no opposition. And the first opposition normally starts in your mind, in your heart, in your thoughts. But it can also come from a brother or sister who wants to disrupt you, who wants to break that constant unity with God. And whenever that happens, know for sure that you have to fight the good fight of faith and hold on to the faith, the eternal life which God has promised us. And that eternal life is a unity with God. So the spiritual battle has to be fought. A Christian knows he has to fight the good fight of faith. And let that never leave your mind wherever you go. The first place he attacks is to break your contact with God.